It may seem that this choice to live and die, to be imperfect, to choose between imperfectly derived essences may be a foolish choice, but it is this very environment which creates the test conditions for the growth and the learning of that. 164, Chapter 6, A Little Cosmology, Unclean Cosmology within each which may be called the seeker or the higher self, that is, that self which aspires to move more and more fully into the radiant energy of the One Creator. 18 After this process of working within incarnation in third density, graduation occurs. Some may well feel they are ready for it, and some not. The idea of moving from third density to fourth and beyond seems like a reasonable expiation. Though I find the paradigm shift a happy event, it is still yet part of a grander happening. Living as if it is all one is an interesting price and empowering. 19 I go to the bookstore and the overwhelming amount of material regarding enlightenment, I think, kind of puts me in a state of shock. Because I feel at some base level that I've run out of time. I blew it. What really wins my clock is all this info coming out regarding third density entities versus the fourth density reality that's coming. I am humbled to the point of wanting to crawl into a hole and never come out. How can anyone be certain of their evolution? How can anyone know for certain if they're going to make it to fourth density? 20 But the harvest has already begun on planet Earth, and as we each die, we will walk those steps of light, as much as any other native inhabitant. Wanderers will be expected to walk the steps of light when this incarnational experience is at an end. And, just as much as any native inhabitant of Earth, if the steps are walked to a point of comfort within third density, the wanderer shall not return to its home vibratory nexus but, rather, shall continue in third density until graduation is achieved. 21 By this process, we hope to enter fourth density after graduation. Earth shall continue as a fourth density positive planet, its third density dying out naturally over a period of centuries. Until the third density humankind is completely gone, fourth density will be invisible to third density, even though the planes interpenetrate each other. Questioner, is an entity in the fourth density normally invisible to us? Ra, I am Ra. The fourth density is, by choice, not visible to third density. It is possible for fourth density to be visible. However, it is not the choice of the fourth density entity to be visible due to the necessity. 165, Chapter 6, A Little Cosmology, Unclean Cosmology for concentration upon a rather difficult vibrational complex which is the third density you experience. 22 It is thoughtful of fourth density beings to leave us to our hard work. Don asks, Questioner, how does a third density planet become a fourth density planet? Ra, I am Ra. The fourth density is as regularized in its approach as the striking of a clock upon the hour. The space, time of your solar system has enabled this planetary sphere to spiral into space, time of a different vibrational configuration. This causes the planetary sphere to be able to be molded by these new distortions. However, the thought forms of your people during this transition period are such that the mind/body/spirit complexes of both individuals and societies are scattered throughout the sprum instead of becoming able to grasp the needle, shall we say, and point the compass in one direction. Thus, the entry into the vibration of love, sometimes called by your people the vibration of understanding, is not of five with your present societal complex. Thus, the harvest shall be such that many will repeat the third density cycle. The energies of your wanderers, your teachers and your adepts at this time are all bent upon increasing the harvest. However, there are few to harvest. 23 Questioner, then what will be the time of transition on this planet from third to fourth density? Ra, I am Ra. This is difficult to estimate due to the uncharacteristic anomalies of this transition. There are at this space, time nexus beings incarnate which have begun fourth density work. However, the third density climate of planetary consciousness is retarding the process. At this particular nexus the possibility, probability vortices indicate somewhere between 100 and 700 of your years as transition period. This cannot be accurate due to the volatility of your peoples at this space/time. 24 Questioner, does the far that the basic vibration that we experience now is true color green or fourth density account for the far that there are many mental effects upon material objects that are now observable for the first time in a mass way, such as the bending of metal by mind? 166, Chapter 6, A Little Cosmology, Einclean Cosmology Ra, I am Ra. This is not only cool, but we suggest you take this concept further and understand the great number of entities with the so-called mental diseases being due to the if of this green ray true color upon the mental configurations of those unready mentally to face the self for the first time. 25 And Bruce Perritt adds, concerning my questioning about fourth density as seen from third, the third density has a limited frequency range for light, simply because there is no other way for light to express itself in this density. It's like filling a box with ping pong balls. Once the box is full, it's full. In order for light to manifest on another density, it must either lose or gain something. That something is dimension. When a photon learns how to move in the dimension of love, then that photon becomes fourth density, and a new range of expression opens up to it, an empty box. Since it cannot be expressed in third density, we see a shadow of it, a third density pro-ion of a fourth density object, which appears to be a radical change in frequency of the light. 26 Clearly, this harvest of Earth is being a difficult one, for its people and for its planet as well. It is not one bit surprising that we are sharing the difficulties of this troubled harvest age. Don asks about our immediate future in fourth density on Earth. Questioner, we are now in the fourth density. Will the effects of the fourth density increase in the next 30 years? Will we see more changes in our environment and our if upon our environment? Ra, I am Ra. The fourth density is a vibrational sprum. Your time/space continuum has spiraled your planetary sphere and star into this vibration. This will cause the planetary sphere itself to ilromagnetically realign its vortices of reception of the in-streaming of cosmic forces expressing themselves as vibrational webs, so that the Earth will thus be fourth density magnetized, as you may call it. This is going to occur with some inconvenience, due to the energies of the thought forms of your peoples which disturb the orderly construes of energy patterns within your Earth, spirals of energy which increases entropy and unusable heat. This will cause your planetary sphere to have some ruptures in its outer garment while making itself appropriately magnetized for fourth density. This is the planetary adjustment. You will find a sharp increase in the number of people, as you call mind/body/spirit complexes, whose vibrational potentials include their 167, Chapter 6, A Little Cosmology, Einclean Cosmology Potential for Fourth Vibrational Distortions. Thus, there will seem to be, shall we say, a new breed. These are those incarnating for fourth density work. There will also be a sharp increase in the short run of negatively oriented or polarized mind/body/spirit complexes and social complexes, due to the polarizing conditions of the sharp delineation between fourth density heuristics and third density self-service orientation. Those who remain in fourth density upon this plane will be of the so-called positive orientation. Many will come from elsewhere, for it would appear that with all the best efforts of the Confederation, which includes those from your people's inner planes, inner civilizations and those from other dimensions, the harvest will still be much less than this planetary sphere is capable of comfortably supporting in service. 27 What will fourth density positive be like? Those of Ra say, we ask you to consider as we speak that there are not words for positively describing fourth density. We can only explain what is not and approximate what is. Beyond fourth density, our ability grows more limited until we become without words. That which fourth density is not, it is not of words, unless chosen. It is not of heavy chemical vehicles for body complex uivites. It is not of disharmony within self. It is not of disharmony within peoples. It is not within limits of possibility to cause disharmony in any way. Approximations of positive statements, It is a plane of type of bipedal vehicle which is much denser and more full of life. It is a plane wherein one is aware of the thought of other selves. It is a plane wherein one is aware of vibrations of other selves. It is a plane of compassion and understanding of the sorrows of third density. It is a plane striving towards wisdom or light. It is a plane wherein individual differences are pronounced although automatically harmonized by group consensus. 28 Our work with relationships in third density makes sense in terms of where we are going. Higher densities are permeated with groups, especially on the positive path. In fourth density, we are working on love, in fifth, wisdom, and in sixth, the unification and balance of these two aspects of the Creator which correspond to love or logos and to light. Many seekers would question the order of densities 4 and 5, or love and wisdom. Wisdom seems so attractive and peaceful compared to love. However, to me, this makes sense. Love needs to be learned, and learned thoroughly, before wisdom is sought, for wisdom without love is wicked indeed. Lucifer's name means light bringer. This principle brings light without love. Those who seek for wisdom in third density are seeking after that which is. 168, Chapter 6, A Little Cosmology. I am clean cosmology out of place, and not a part of this density. Are we trying to build a stairway of wisdom and truth that will get us to heaven? Let us cease immediately, and apply ourselves instead to the lessons and choices of this present experience. It is all about love, as the old musical group, Earth, Wind and Fire have sung. The sixth density is also that density where the positive and negative paths, which split for fourth, fifth and early sixth, are again unified, as the negative entities continue to pursue this path of separation and control. At some point, in order to continue in the process of evolution and to know more of the Creator and to exercise the power of the Creator, it becomes necessary to see other selves as the Creator and as the Self. This is not difficult for the positive polarity, but is difficult enough for the negative polarity that negative polarity must be abandoned and the power that has been gained from it be used to reverse, shall we say, the polarity in order that continued evolution be possible. 29 The sixth density also offers to us in third density a special gift, our higher self. Questioner, you said that each third density entity has an higher self in the sixth density which is moving to the mind/body/spirit complex of the entity as needed. Does this higher self also evolve in growth through the densities beginning with the first density? And does each higher self have a corresponding higher self advanced in densities beyond it? Ra, I am Ra. The higher self is a manifestation given to the late sixth density mind/body/spirit complex as a gift from its future selfness. The mid-seventh density is last to iron before turning towards the alness of the Creator and gaining spiritual masses to give this resource to the sixth density self, moving as you measure time in the stream of time. This self, the mind/body/spirit complex of late sixth density, has then the honor, duty of using both the experiences of its total living bank of memory of experience, thoughts and ions, and using the resource of the mind/body/spirit complex totality left behind as a type of infinitely complex thought form. In this way you may see yourself, your higher self or oversoul, and your mind/body/spirit complex totality as three points in a circle. The only distinct ion is that of your time, space continuum. All are the same being. 30, 169, Chapter 6, A Little Cosmology. I'm clean cosmology. Those of you who describe seventh density, as the final lessons are learned in the last of the densities of light. The entities begin to take upon themselves that which you may call a spiritual mass so that there is the great desire to move into complete union once again with the one Creator. And this union is achieved so that each entity brings each experience with it as an offering or glorification to the one Creator. Each such offering, then, taken cumulatively, becomes the seeding of another great oave of experience and cycle of beingness, as the one Creator once again sends out portions of itself to gain in experience, to learn that which can only be learned by the giving of free will choice to those portions of itself that venture out as pilgrims into what is to each the great unknown and mystery of being. 31 All in all, this cosmology satisfies something in me that has never been completely satisfied before, in that there are offered good and logical reasons for suffering and choices, and a solid explanation of good and evil, or polarity. In my opinion, this is where many systems fall apart. Either they see good and evil as never being able to be reconciled, as the fundamentalist Christian or Muslim looking at a war between good and evil that does not end, or they negate the reality of evil. Neither solution has ever suited me. Third density, the density of choice to reel our minds back from the great spread of densities of experience, we can concentrate on this present third density experience, the one we are working on right now. Those of you who say, how we admire you. We remember third density. It is the shortest of the densities, the density of choice. You are here to choose to serve the Creator by serving others or by serving the self and manipulating others. As you serve others, you may be asked to do outrageous things, to go beyond your limitations, to do what cannot be done yet which shall be done because it must. And in those situations we strongly advise that you release your personal personality and move to an impersonal portion of your deep self, that God self of unmitigated and straightforward compassion. To determine what is pleasing as opposed to what is serving another entity is sometimes difficult, especially on the spur of the moment. Therefore, we ask you to steep yourselves as you would immolate a tea bag in the teacup in the love and the light of there. 170, Chapter 6, A Little Cosmology, Einclean Cosmology Infinite One, that what needs be done for you to polarize, for you to choose, may be done with what this instrument would call gladness and singleness of heart. 32 Those of you who share more about service to self versus service to others, the great choice of paths we face in third density, the nature of third density is primarily dictated by the lessons which have been prepared for each seeker to walk with, and for the goal towards which these lessons point. That basic nature of your illusion is division into opposites. For yours is the density of choice. Yours is an illusion rich in either, or. The raw material which you bring to this illusion is itself duple. On the one hand, you bring to these lessons a physical slash mental slash emotional complex of great instinctual beauty, symmetry and harmony. The physical vehicle of third density is unimaginably rich in sense perceptions. At all times the inner eye is filled with an enormous variety of sense perceptions. These are instinctually prioritized and held in an instinctual state of balance. This is that second density creature which has accepted the role of carrying your consciousness about for this incarnative experience. 33 And Joseph Combe adds, the negatives are going to be trying to pull you one way, the positives the other. You have an angel on your left shoulder and an angel on your right. Guess which one is a hell's angel? I have the same problem. I understand. Good luck. I am far from Saint Material, I assure you. I use my 49% quite enthusiastically on numerous occasions and sometimes love every minute of it. I like living close to the edge of the precipice, I guess. Anyway, now for the inspiring news. When you get these negative feelings, you need to realize this is not a game. It is the real thing. 34 I love Joe's insouciance. Of course, in a way it is a game, a most divine game. And one which we do need to take seriously, wanderers or not. The Oaksell Group says, in addition to those lessons which are learned in a manner native to those who work through the third density for the first time, those who are what you call wanderers bring a certain task and a certain responsibility, which may be viewed as operating so as to put into an unique light, a particular slant or bias, those precise lessons which within third density all must learn. And so in a sense, the task is compounded proportionate to the unique gifts which have been brought from Mother. 171, Chapter 6, A Little Cosmology, Einclean Cosmology Densities, so that they may be laid down in service to the souls which seek, so hungrily, to reach beyond the limits which are those of third density, a density of choice. 35 It is an old idea and ideal, that to those to whom much has been given, much may be expiated. Identify our unique gifts, then, and look for ways to share them. Sometimes, it may seem that there is no place that will appreciate our gifts, that this world is very negative. Don thought so. Questioner, can you tell me why you say that the Earth will be fourth density positive instead of fourth density negative, since there seems to be much negativity here now? Ra, I am Ra. The Earth seems to be negative. That is due to the quiet, shall we say, horror, which is the common distortion which those good or positively oriented entities have towards the occurrences which are of your time, space present. However, those oriented and harvestable in the ways of service to others greatly outnumber those whose orientation towards service to self has become that of harvestable quality. 36 As odd as this may seem, in some instances, a wanderer may even fail to recognize service to self, or negative orientation. Questioner, are the many wanderers who have and are coming to our planet sub to the Orion thoughts? Ra, I am Ra. As we have said before, wanderers become completely the creature of third density in mind, body complex. There is just as much chance of such influence to a wanderer entity as to a mind/body/spirit complex of this planetary sphere. The only difference occurs in the spirit complex, which, if it wishes, has an armor of light, if you will, which enables it to recognize more clearly that which is not as it would appropriately be desired by the mind/body/spirit complex. This is not more than bias and cannot be called an understanding. Furthermore, the wanderer is, in its own mind/body/spirit, less distorted toward their, shall we say, deviousness of third density positive/negative confusions. Thus, it often does not recognize as easily as a more negative individual the negative nature of thoughts or beings. Questioner, then would the wanderers, as they incarnate here, be high priority targets of the Orion group? Ra, I am Ra. This is Kua. 172, Chapter 6, A Little Cosmology. Einclean Cosmology. Questioner, if a wanderer should be successfully infringed upon, shall I say, by the Orion group, what would happen to this wanderer when harvest came? Ra, I am Ra. If the wanderer entity demonstrated through Orion a negative orientation towards other selves, it would be, as we have said before, caught into the planetary vibration and, when harvested, possibly repeat again the master cycle of third density as a planetary entity. 37 Wanting to avoid that repetition of third density, we would like to be serenely wise and calm. But we are, for the most part, not. We are confused. However, this is perfectly okay. We would commend to your attention the virtue of confusion, the virtue and helpfulness of being caught, of being puzzled, of being taken out of one's self so that self is revealing self to self in a spontaneous manner. These true heuristics of self provide the structure for learning within third density. They present to the seeker carefully orchestrated choices that are subtly oriented to offer the best opportunity for polarization of consciousness. Without personality but simply with self-awareness and the choice before one, the seeker will move without error into full awareness. Yet this awareness teaches nothing. It does not come with that biological entity in a way which furthers spiritual evolution. It is the foolish personality, the ego, the self that thinks a million thoughts and does a million deeds in its heart, and that foolish entity alone that interacts with free will and finds ever deeper and truer choices that create and recreate and recreate the self ever anew. 38 And as we go, we do need to face our utter free will and responsibility to make this choice. I love the thought of the Creator having created us capable of learning how to consciously lead the dance, so the Creator can lose itself in our swirling arms, and through our conscious observer awareness to experience what it has created, without being constantly reminded of having created it all, almost like giving the Creator a day off, just even once in our lives, surrendering gladly our illusion of being the Vayam, and simply enjoying the responsibility for what we have chosen. 39 There is a point to this exercise. Even beyond our own spiritual evolution, there are extravagant opportunities for service in this density of the dim and shadowy way, 173, Chapter 6, A Little Cosmology, Iron Clean Cosmology. There is nothing to fear. You are free and in the third density illusion. You can be of the greatest assistance to each other that you shall ever be to anyone. We cannot possibly emphasize enough the height, the breadth and the depth of the possibilities for service in your earthen vessel over body, for yours is the density of choice. You shall choose your priority or have already chosen, and as you serve, you are aiding the one whom you serve to choose his or her polarity or to increase it. 40. We are likely to remain confused. How to clarify matters? How shall we go about seeing this choice? How can we recognize it? We need to listen to our heart's desires. The object of third density is, we feel, the making of a certain choice, a choice of paths. This choice is not simply a verbal one or a mental one. In order for this choice to be made so that the entity within has truly chosen, choices are made within the fire of unknowing, within that chasm where there is no footing but only air. The process that seekers go through in order to attain a firmly made choice is not an intellectual process nor even an intellectual, emotional process, but, rather, it is, as this instrument would say, a journey from head to heart, so that it matters not so much whether one sees clearly as it matters more that one may desire more clearly. To hone the edge of the thirst for truth is to improve that search in its efficacy. Again, it is not what the seeker knows but what the seeker desires that creates the chirruer of the distortions that the seeker is likely to settle upon as that which is the least distorted version of truth. Once it has been accepted that all truths are to some extent distortions of a truth that is ineffable and unknowable, then there is perhaps an easier and more relaxed attitude towards this process of knowing the truth. If all things are shadows, if all things are to some extent not what they seem, then the heart is free to open and pure desire to whatever truth it may pick up with its various antennae which it does not know it is but which the being which lies within knows well how to use. 41 Lynn Herman suggests that deciding the way we want to be helps in pinning this all-important choice down. I think most of us are pretty sure which polarity we want to be, rather than know for sure which polarity we have been up until this point. Up until the moment of decision we are one of those wandering around in confusion and ignorance. We are neither here nor there. When we make the choice, this is what I want to be, then I believe strongly that is what we will be. The choice is what will determine all our future. 174, Chapter 6, A Little Cosmology, Iron Clean Cosmology. And since we have stated firmly, sincerely, and categorically that is what we desire, the universe will aid and assist us to achieve this goal if we are sincere and make this known to ourselves and a higher self. We can't do it ourselves. We have our egos to battle and our egos are very clever. The ego tells us we are separate from all in order to preserve itself. The only thing we need to do is to make the choice, and then to ask for help, keeping in mind that what you see manifesting unpleasantly in others is only ego and not the truth. When you are judging yourself as being unworthy, then you are playing to the ego. The ego needs these doubts and fears to exist. The ego is not who you are and it is not who others are. See it for the illusion it is and see what is under the illusion. Then don't worry. Unconditional love is not developed overnight. Treat others as if they were worthy of your love, even if you can't give it. One day you will be able to. 42 Another way to look at the making of ethical choices is to invoke the fool's choice of blind faith. In the portion of the spirit's journey through the present Ave that is third density, the crux or focus of the learning that is offered in third density is the choice. This archetypical image is of a young man stepping off into thin air, no suggestion of a bridge, no suggestion of another shore, but simply the walking off of a cliff in puff faith. As each entity awakens to her spiritual identity, that which has awakened is in part that fool, and that which lies before that entity is a step into mid-air. And once that step has been made and the air has seemed to solidify about the new vantage point, a cliff will appear once more and the fool must needs step over that one as well, and the next and the next. And each time that this occurs, that seeker, that fool, has reprised the choice. 43 One last suggestion, look for the love. as its hands, voice and ambassador. The decision that you may make which will profoundly affect the many choices that you make is the decision to seek love, not any kind of love, not any description of love, to seek love. To seek love is to seek one of the primal distortions from the infinite creator. To seek love is to seek the great intelligence that fills the energetic consciousness of the universe with purpose. 44 We may also seek this great intelligence in others. All we meet are mirrors that reflect the love and light of the infinite creator. All are our angels. 175, Chapter 6, A Little Cosmology, Iron Clean Cosmology Unawares.